We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio, taking you to 8 o'clock tonight. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, Lonnie Johnson Jr. Lonnie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Man, I appreciate that. How you doing?
I'm great. Lonnie, I know you had multiple teams that were after you. Question is, why did you select the Saints here? Pretty thick roster back in the secondary, but what kind of tilted the field for you to come to New Orleans?
Honestly, like you said, I had a few offers out there, but I came to the decision that I wanted to come here off of the strength of the way I feel the defense is utilized here. The way they utilize their players and the versatility of different players and all type of stuff like that. So also the distance from where I stay now it's not far from Florida. So all that stuff had came to my decision, helped me come to the decision to come to the Saints.
Lonnie, I saw you at Kentucky. Man, you were a big corner. There wasn't a lot of – come on, you don't see a lot of 6'2" corners in this league. And, man, you guys played tough physical defense, a lot of press cover sort of things. What is the vision for you? Have you had that conversation with Dennis Allen and Coach Woods about exactly where they're going to play you? Because you have played out on the edge. You have played the slot corner, and you've played some safety and dime safety in the NFL.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the head coach yet or the DC, but I've been talking to my position coach. He got a plan, and he want me to trust him with his plan on how he's going to utilize me. I trust him, and I'm going to come in and try to show off my skill set any way possible.
I talked to a couple of the coaches with the Titans, and they told me, man, Lonnie's got some talent now. Man, we think he'd really be best suited for the safety position. And so I'll get your opinion on that. They thought you were better for either the safety spot or in the slot.
You talking about the coaches? Or
yeah, the coaches. Yeah, the coaches. Or how you feel today, or it really doesn't matter.
No, it really don't matter with me. Honestly, that's the God-given talent that I have, and that's what he had instilled in me to be able to play multiple positions, which is a blessing. I just got to go out there, like I told them guys, man. I just want to focus, hone in on the playbook, learn as much as I can. So whenever it comes, whether it's matchups with tight ends, whether it's me playing in the middle of the field, slide, me going the outside at corner. Like, I just wanted to show that I could do them all and do them all at a high level and perform at the best level I can for the team.
Lonnie, what has been the biggest adjustment you coming from SEC, where some really good receivers you had to go up against, to jump to the NFL? What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Actually, just figuring out the speed of the game and the knowledge of the game, you know, learning different things that come along with the game, down the distance and different types of techniques, switch ups, you know, switching up my technique throughout the game because they done scouted it or they done went to halftime and made adjustments you know, it's just learning the mental side of it. You know, you learn that first. Once you learn that, then you'll figure out how good you really can be in this league.
I think we have Charlie Long that has a question for you, Lonnie. Hold on.
Lonnie, I wanted to ask you about, you're talking about all the different positions that you can play in the secondary. Do you think that your versatility is your strength, or do you have another aspect of your game that you kind of focus in on?
Man, his size, his matchup skills. I can answer that one for you, Charlie. That one's pretty right. Quick.
Nah, yeah, the size, the physicality, the speed, you know, I can use all of them. I just want to expand my game mentally as much as possible because that's what makes the game easier. You know, I feel like I can do all these positions, obviously, but I have to go into this game and go into this team with my head down and focus and be humble and whatever the coaches need me to do, just know I'm willing to do it.
Lonnie, I also wanted to ask you about playing next to such a talented DB room with Marshawn Lattimore and Alante Taylor and some of these guys, Tyrann Mathieu, and what you can kind of get from them.
Man, like, I actually watched Tyrann growing up a lot, you know, watching his film. Like I said, I tried to model some of his ball skills from watching his film growing up. Obviously, Marshawn, like, he's a great corner. We both from the Midwest. I think me and Marshawn actually competed against each other when I was at receiver, and he was at corner at the Best of Midwest camp. I don't know if you remember that, but that's something that me and him probably going to have to talk about one day. But, man, yeah, I'm just ready to bring in what I can to the table already to addition to what those guys already have.
One of the things, too, Lonnie, I've seen, because a lot of times guys have not played on special teams, and yet you've spent a lot of time developing your craft as a special teamer.
Right. So that actually was new for me as well. You know, in Tennessee, like, I never even played gunner as long as I've been in this league. And when Tennessee put me over to play gunner, it was shocking that I was able to do what I was able to do with me not having no experience at it at all. You know, just me just adding more to my plate, just showing teams, like, hey, I could do this too. You know, like, hey, if they need me to go back there and throw a reverse pass or something, I can do that too. You know, so it's like I just try my best to do whatever the team needs me to do.
Have you got a chance to play up against Derek Carr? And your thoughts on now? Nah, he's your teammate now.
I did. I played against him last year.
All right.
Against the Raiders. We played last year in Tennessee, and we got the dub, man. Carr is a great quarterback. He's established. He's been in his league. And whatever the Raiders didn't see in him, I don't know what that was. But I'm glad we're on the same side now.
Lonnie, I got to do a couple camps with Ed Reed. And, you know, Ed's one of the greatest to ever play it. And I asked him, really, what makes a defensive back an elite player? And he's like, listen, I'm going to tell you, you got to have amnesia. You can have all the talent in the world, and they don't care about what you did in high school, what you did in college. They're picking on you. So you better have a thick backbone, and you better have some titanium back there. But you also have to forget a bad play and worry about what's the next play.
Right.
Because if you worried about your mistake, guess what? You're going to make another one. And I think it's the best advice I've ever heard. You know, this is a guy who's one of the greatest of all time. Give to young DBs about a lot of times you come in here, you've dominated in high school, dominated in college. You come in here as an early round pick, and guess, man, they picking on me? Why they picking on me? And then you let it get into your head, and he always was. They try to break you down mentally, because then the next thing that falls is the physical part.
Definitely. Like you said, you gotta learn to let the next play go. You know, you got to come into that game knowing that you're not going to win them all. So, obviously, like, that's something I learned, especially coming into the league as a corner. It get hard on that island, especially guarding people like Devontae Adams and I had checked Julio in 2019. That really showed me that I was ready going against Julio when he was with the Falcons. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm ready for this. And when you stand up against some of the top players that you've watched or stand up against some of the top players in this league, you just know that you're ready for it and you're ready to build as much as you can.
Lonnie, who was your main recruiter with the Saints to come to New Orleans?
Oh, me. Nah, my agent. My main recruiter. I talked to May, Marcus May. We work out with the same trainer. You know, I talked to him, and he was like, man, bro, like, come on. You know, like, if you want to come, like, let's go. So I talked to him, man, and I'll see him tomorrow when I go to workouts, and now we teammates.
You guys work out in Pensacola?
You try to say that again?
You guys were working out in Pensacola?
No, I work out in Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Now, one time, didn't you work out in the Pensacola area?
Yes.
Okay.
Before the draft.
Okay, I thought so, because I know one of the guys that was at that particular deal. Lonnie, thanks so much for joining us, man. We wish you the best of luck. And, this defense now with some talent back there in the secondary returning, they got a spot for you. They got a spot for you. You got to make it happen.
Definitely. I got you.
Thanks so much, Lonnie. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man.
All righty. Lonnie Johnson, Jr., defensive back for the Saints, and basically kind of setting it up that he was his own recruiter to come here to join the Saints, working out with Marcus May out in Orlando. And, again, when he was in college, he was a press cover corner, and he was a big corner. He sort of moved around a little bit, not only out on the edge but in the slot. And I know the Titans coaches, and I spoke to two of them, they both told me they think that's his best position, that he can play that dime safety and in the slot, that they think that's where his matchup skills, especially – you know, today, man, with all these tight ends that look like big receivers.
Yeah,
you
his
better,
size and physicality can match up with those bigger tight ends.
No, you about a 5'10".
No, six.
Corner,
we're talking 6'2", 215, Mike.
Going up against a 6'5" tight end, you're not winning a lot of those battles. And so Lonnie brings that element to the table. Let's see him turn all that potential into production here with the Saints. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long in studio. Want again thank Lonnie Johnson Jr. for joining us. And again, made the comments. He recruited himself to come to the Saints along with Marcus May. And so he'll get familiar with Dennis Allen, Joe Woods, and everybody on the coaching staff. Also, too, the Saints have come to terms and with Storm Norton, who is a big offensive tackle from Toledo. He started double-digit games back in 2021. He was a backup offensive tackle last year for the Chargers. And big man who I've watched play, he really good run blocker, has had some difficulties in the pass protection part of the game. And that's something that brought in for some depth purposes. I get it. And when you start double-digit games in the NFL, you got something on the resume there. But Storm has signed a one-year contract with the Saints to add some depth at the tackle position. Man, the Saints have had a ton of injuries all across the board up front. If it's been tackle, guard, center over the past couple years. And you better beef up that area. It's, again, tackle and guard, the two most injured spots on the football field. I don't care if it's college or the pro game. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 and Jordy Collada from the Jordy Collada Show talking LSU sports right after this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Jordy Collada Show. Jordy Collada, Jordy, thanks so much for joining us, bud.
Mike D, good to be with you, man. Thanks for having me.
Jordy, almost the same time last year, I remember we had you on. We're talking about LSU football and said, well, not sure about who's going to be the starting quarterback. Man, offensive line, big question marks there. Not sure about the tight end position. Secondary, wide open, all across the board. And look how quickly Brian Kelly, and this is what happens now when you make a coaching change. You see a mass exodus of guys leaving, people that were committed, they decommit, go somewhere else. Brian Kelly has really quietly done a really good job of retooling this team along the offensive line, defensive line. Now, we know who the starting quarterback is in Jaden Daniels, but you do have a competent guy here with Nussmeier. The big question mark again is in the secondary, but how different it is for us to talk today about the strengths and weaknesses on LSU's team than basically just a year ago.
Mike, it's night and day. I mean, you mentioned it from the turnover that he was experiencing when he got here a year ago and what he had to do. Remember, at this time last year, they were moving the spring dates back because they didn't have enough guys. I mean, they couldn't get out there and practice. And, you know, to walk out there now and see guys that are at positions like offensive line, like you mentioned, and some of the depth that they'll be rotating in that area. You know, running back is a position that's missing a lot of guys right now, like Armani Goodwin, who's out. Josh Williams has been out. But, I mean, incredible to see the experience that Trey Holly is getting here early on, a freshman who is out of North Louisiana. And, you know, really when everybody is intact, Caleb Jackson will be a part of that class. And, you know, hopefully at some point they can get John Emery back. But Armani Goodwin and Josh Williams, I mean, that was a position that was really a concern that now has numbers, you know, I mean, what we were talking about last season. So the offensive line to me is an incredible example of, you know, what you know, high-end recruiting and the transfer portal really give you an opportunity to go out there and take advantage of. A guy like Miles Frazier, who, you know, played a ton of ball last season, will have a chance to play this year, to you know, high-end recruits like Emory Jones and Will Campbell, and even Lance Hurd coming in this season, of how you can just turn that group and unit around in 1 year.
I think, again, point back to an area that used to be the strength of LSU, cornerback. And Brian said something interesting, the final press conference, about that, you know what, I want to play young players. I want to go with that young guy in the secondary at cornerback, and we may take our lumps, but that's where I'm going to go. And I think he's telling you without telling you, these freshmen or redshirt freshmen or sophomore, they're going to get a chance to start. And Harris, too, bringing him from A&M.
Yeah, without question. I think he's looking at a lot of the youth at those spots, and he's saying you better be ready because, you know, they're coming to you. I think Denver Harris, without question, he'll be a plug-and-play guy, Mike. I think he'll be day one, game one. You know, he'll be out there, and he'll be ready to go. You know what I mean? They brought in J.K. Johnson from Ohio State as well, a big, rangy, long guy that can play, you know, kind of that new age LSU cornerback that we've seen here over the last couple of years. That's, you know, a little bit bigger than maybe the prototype that DBU has had come through here over the last couple of years. But, you know, look, there's some young guys that are going to have an opportunity. There's some new faces that'll be coming in. You know, we've seen,
the kid from Syracuse.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not here yet.
He's not here yet. Okay, I was going to ask you if he was there.
He's not here yet, and he's a guy that, look, he's played a ton of snaps.
Yes, he has.
He has played a lot of football. He was a freshman All-American. He was a guy that, you know, came in with, you know, a lot of accolades and really performed there. That was a kind of an under-the-radar, really big pickup for LSU.
When you look at it now, to flip it now to women's basketball, Jordy, yeah. I'll be honest with you. That's not a lot of, you know, I say before this, interest in women's basketball. So, Hebert and I, we're doing one of the final shows in Mississippi at the Silver Slipper. And LSU's playing a Monday night game. And we got people now starting around us because we're on a little stage. Man, they all are, hey, put that game on LSU's women's basketball. Jordy, I didn't think I'd live long enough to hear it. But what Kim Mulkey has done has been truly remarkable for someone who came in, certainly the most accomplished LSU coach ever to walk into those halls. And what she's done to change people's attitude. And they got a lot of peeping eyes watching LSU women's basketball. There's much more interest in women's basketball than there is in men's basketball today.
Oh, it's not even close, Mike. I was a part of the crew that was there on Sunday night. And, you know, let me tell you, that atmosphere was intimidating. That was a home court advantage. We were there earlier this season. And, you know, the amount of momentum that she has been able to build here very early on in just 2 years, it's something that only I can relate. Mike, you've been covering it longer than me, but I've been around for the last 20-25 years. It only reminds me of Saban, you know, who came in here with kind of this attitude of, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yep.
I'm not listening to the old excuses. I'm not listening to this is the way that we've always done it type stuff. We're changing the culture. We're changing the way that we think. And that's what Mulkey has really done to the program. She's done it to the fan base. She's done it to the administration, you know, to be quite honest. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people up there that would, you know, would just say, no, we can't do that. And, you know, nobody would really push back, and it would just kind of go on to the next day. And, you know, she doesn't allow that. She does not stand for it. She doesn't do it with her, you know, with her fan base, with her ticket buyers. She doesn't do it with her players. She doesn't do it with her coaches. And she doesn't do it with her bosses, quite frankly. So, you know, I mean, she has created, you know, some momentum here that, Mike, I expect them to be playing for a national title here. Possibly this season they could sneak in. But really, from the way that she's recruiting, she's got the number one player in the country coming in, and Michaela Williams, who's out of North Louisiana. She's got the number one big in the country out of Nashville, Tennessee, and Del Rosario coming in. I mean, she's got the number one recruiting class. You know, to go back with, you know, Angel Reese coming back for another season. It's just there is a ton of buzz around Baton Rouge and dealing with LSU women's basketball. I mean, it's one of the toughest tickets out there now. You know, I mean, she was urging everybody to buy season tickets, talking about Coach Mulkey early on. And if you miss the train, it's a tough ticket right now. And, you know, they're only getting better.
Jordy, if any concern, and it's not about him as a coach, but, man, you got to have talent. It's what's happening in men's basketball with Matt McMahon and what we're seeing across the SEC. You know, Alabama, man, has become a powerhouse, and they were a good, really good team. Now they've become a powerhouse team. We see Tennessee and that run they've made. Texas A&M, a really good basketball program there now. Man, and Kentucky is Kentucky. Now, again, Calipari got knocked. But, you know, I think he's always going to be that high school guy. I'm going after the best high school players in the country. Y'all can go run after the transfer portal guys. I'm going to go after the top high school kids. That Matt, man, he's got a big mountain to climb here. And I think he's a really good coach. But, man, they couldn't score for shucks this year. Now, their defense was pretty good, but offensively, just not being able to score.
One of the most daunting tasks I can recall for a head coach in the just the challenge that he has taken on, Mike, you know, when we talk about Matt McMahon. I totally agree with you. I think he's a fantastic basketball coach. I don't think that can be debated. But he's in a nearly impossible situation. You know, you mentioned what's going on around the league in Tennessee and, you know, Arkansas and a part of the Sweet 16, and of course Alabama who's the number one seed. Who's the number one seed? You had Kentucky get into the tournament. You had eight teams get in, right? I mean, and these teams and programs are not getting any worse. I mean, you add Chris Beard to Ole Miss. You know, that program is only going to improve with the type of coach that he is and the way that he's going to recruit. You know,
and look, Auburn.
A lot of absolutely with Bruce Pearl. And look, Mike, you know this, a lot of resources over here in Baton Rouge from an NIL standpoint. You know, the top 75% of the resources are going to go to football. And, you know, Mulkey and Jay Johnson are really fighting for what's left. There's not a lot that's being pledged towards men's basketball. There's not a lot of attention that really, you know, men's basketball is soaking up. You know this better than anybody. The state of Louisiana, I mean, if you're a true basketball player at 14, 15, 16, odds are you're probably going to be a defensive end or a wide receiver.
That's,
you know, before you can become a basketball recruit. So it's just – it's a tough place to recruit. And oh, by the way, throw on top that Will Wade just got hired at McNeese. I mean, you know the type of parade that he's going to be you know, bringing everywhere he goes. He's going to be in high school gyms. He's going to be in media. He's going to be on radio shows. And, you know, it's just I think Matt McMahon's a fantastic guy. I think he's an excellent basketball coach. I think he's sitting in a position that's nearly impossible to succeed in.
Yeah, we had Will on the day he took the job at McNeese, and he was like, I was like, Coach, what about the high school ranks? My guy, I'm not worried about the high school ranks right now. He said, man, I'm going junior college. I'm going transfer portal. We're going to win the Southland Conference, you know, this coming season. Man, and one thing with Will, he doesn't have a lack of confidence in what he can do. And, man, he's done it. And, listen, you got to give him credit.
Absolutely.
And you can criticize all you want. He's made it happen. As advertised, LSU baseball. Because, Jordy, you and I have done this long enough. Sometimes all this hype about something doesn't come to reality. But you watch LSU baseball, I mean, it is something to see. And this week's weekend series, I think, emphasized it Friday. Paul Skeens, unbelievable. Anything up in the air, man, it wasn't going anywhere. It was a pop fly. And then you had a weird game Saturday where you left a ton of people on base, but you were still able to win. Then you had a lead going into the eighth inning where you could have swept A&M. It didn't happen. They came back and made it happen. But then you look on the scorecard and you see Tennessee loses every game, Ole Miss every game. So, man, to win two or three, now for fans, you know, they want the sweep. Okay, they win all three, but that's not reality because there are so many baseball games. I had a scouting friend of mine who does baseball scouting, Major League Baseball, tell me this when they hired Jay. He said, "Mike, I'm gonna tell you something. He is gonna become the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. It's an exciting brand of baseball. They're going to score a ton of runs." He said, now he's going to have to upgrade the pitching, but I think that he is the perfect fit for LSU, and he can recruit. like very few guys can. And I think just like the excitement of that, you know, fun and gun offense out in Gainesville when Spurrier was there, you're going to have it in Baton Rouge with Jay.
It's here, Mike. You know, I mean, you mentioned the hype. It was an incredible offseason of hearing the hype. You know, when you've covered this baseball program for so long and you're from Baton Rouge and you remember, you know, really what it was like growing up in the 90s here, and, you know, to hear people talking about this team before they had ever thrown a pitch of, you know, best of all time, most talented, you know, the deepest. You were like, well, I mean, let's pump the brakes before we start crowning, you know, LSU baseball teams. I mean, that's a pretty storied, you know, place to be just saying before anything happens that this is the best. Mike, you know, 18 games in, it's tough to really argue on just how good they are. I mean, they've lived up to everything. They're as good as I've ever seen on the pitching aspect. Defensively, they've improved. I think that's the story. You know, I mean, think about it. Last year, how much we talked about this program.
That's right.
Defensively, in series and games in which they'd cost you with a ground ball that would get through, or a throwing error, or, you know, something that would cost them in the field. And, you know, they've been nearly flawless from that standpoint. And obviously the offensive numbers, like you mentioned, I think you described Jay Johnson perfectly. Mike, he's psychotic about baseball. I mean, he's obsessed with it. He is a diehard recruiter. He loves the development part of the game. You know, I think he's a perfect coach for LSU, who understands the history and really takes advantage of, you know, the lore of the program and when he recruits it. I mean, you know, in hearing Paul Skeens talk about how he ended up at LSU, I mean, he said, by the way that Jay Johnson, you know, really sold it to me, I mean, I was just coming here to get ready for the pros. I mean, this place is like almost like a baseball heaven. You know, when you talk about everything that they have at their disposal, and, you know, the way that they travel, and the facilities, and, you know, Wes Johnson as the pitching coach, who they got from the Minnesota Twins last season. It's just it's a very much a perfect storm right now. I'm with you. I thought that they performed, you know, 25 of the 27 innings in College Station as the dominant team over there. They kind of let it slip away at the end. And obviously you want the sweep, but look, you wake up on Monday morning and still every poll in America has you number one. But the only team that did sweep, or one of the only teams that did sweep, Mike, you know, you mentioned Missouri taking care of Tennessee.
Yep.
It was Arkansas.
That's,
you know,
it.
Arkansas had a really good weekend versus, you know, Ole Miss, like you said. And, you know, they're coming into Baton Rouge. So the first, you know, one of the things that's great about this team, Mike, and about this schedule in the SEC is you're going to find out. You know, look, you play Texas A&M in the opener. You got Arkansas and Tennessee coming into back-to-back home series. And then you take off to South Carolina in the first weekend of May. So there is nowhere to hide here in this league, as you know. And LSU is ducking from no one. So within the first month, you'll find out really and truly if LSU is as much of a contender as we believe them to be, and as for real as advertised, because the league is throwing the gauntlet at them here pretty early.
Jordy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Tell everybody where they can catch you.
Appreciate it, Mike. We're on YouTube Monday through Friday. Jordy Collada Show is where you can search us. But the easiest way to find us is if you're on social media, and any social media platform, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you can just search at Collada Show and you'll find all the content and the easy way to get to us. So good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks, Jordy. Appreciate it always, bud. Take care. That was Jordy Collada from the Jordy Collada Show, covering all LSU sports out in Baton Rouge. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here in hour number two of sports talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Want to apologize. We had some echo problems earlier during the show, but it's been fixed now. And so, but we appreciate everybody kind of giving us a lowdown that we were getting an echo in different.
A little bit busy back here, Mike.
Yeah.
Having to tell all these people that we
yeah,
know.
I got you, Charlie. So I'm going to ask Jimmy and Menard to hold on. We'll come to you right after our news break here on the Big 870. So we'll have a lot more. We're taking you to 8 o'clock tonight, a little after 6:20 tonight. Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief as at thebirdwrites.com, covering the Pelicans. We'll be with him at 6:20 tonight. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.